Chapter 18, Stelly, Endure. Stelly wasn't supposed to be here. Technically, he wasn't supposed to exist. But Goa's walls have its own rules. Rules Stelly will never attempt to know. And it has already taken a child. Another must take its place. Sabo, the name the walls whisper, is flesh. He is of the earth first and the sea second, and isn't at all like Stelly, who breathes in ash and breathes out perfection, who belongs to monarchy and tyranny and the devil laid deep in a man's heart. Sabo made a promise. Stelly is one. His new parents call him Stelly, and it's odd not knowing his real name anymore. But names have power, and if he did, he might have to leave. And, well, Stelly doesn't want that. He likes it here, in this trap, where everyone's so afraid, and he plays his part to perfection. He likes it here, when he's the replacement, but he's the better, and he's the one with wings of gold and beauty. Stelly was made for this spot. For this throne, for this kingdom, for these circling walls, and if all he has to do to keep it is endure the threat of a changeling's return, then he will. At Marijoie, 12 years later, a fae clothed in iron armor whispers in his ear, and Stelly knows that his time in the walls is coming to a final, crashing end.